Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. It's time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. So suit up in your full armor of God with your host, Pastor Roderick Williams, as we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you and good evening. I pray all is well with you all over the land. I pray God is blessing you, and I pray that God is anointing you. I pray the Holy Spirit is touching you. I greet you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm saying? You know what? God bless you and good evening to the special assignment. This is Breaking Chains. I'm Pastor Rod. You know, there's a lot going on in the land today. God is working, and there's a lot moving in the land. And you need to be able to understand what's going on. So let's call on the heavens right now to open up and hear our cry and hear our voice. And let's call on the Heavenly Father. Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, Father God, we come right now asking you, oh Lord, to forgive us for our sins, Father God, as we come humbly before you right now to open up ourselves, Father God, to present ourselves to you with our voices, Father God, to just come with a special assignment, Father God, to talk about what we need to do with ourselves tonight, Father God. To present a person to you, Father God, that you already know that some need to just listen to, Father God, on this special night. But Father God, we ask that you touch everyone that has lost loved ones during this time, Father God, that are having loved ones that suffer right now, Father God, not only just from the coronavirus, Father God, but all the illnesses and sicknesses, Father God, bless them right now, Father God. Let the healness take place, Father God. Father God, let them close the doors and keep the doors closed until you say it's time, Father God. Touch their minds and their hearts in the name of Jesus, we pray. Get ready and say amen. Amen, amen, amen. Get ready for a powerful show tonight. It's Breaking Chains, a special assignment. We got a special guest coming up, and we're going to break some chains. It's a special assignment. God bless you. Good evening. And let's go. Let's go.
Been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Yeah. Yeah. I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Yeah. I've been at it for a while, but it's time for me to get back on it now. Ain't no shackles on me down, no. Ain't no shackles on me now, no. Down, no,
no,
not even no devil slowing me down.
You know,
cause man, I worship a mountain mover.
Oh.
He done may be a valley walker.
Oh.
Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me.
Oh.
Ain't no shackles slowing me down, no,
you know,
no. Ain't no shackles slowing me down.
You know,
go. Wake up and I put my armor on. I do that by coming boldly before the throne. It's mandatory. My deepest is God alone. I feel the spirit. It's like fire in my bones. Don't get me wrong. I go to church a lot. But that ain't the reason for my relationship. But God is just, he brought me through a lot. When they come to priorities, he on top. And I worship like I'm gone mad. Give it all like the last stand. Threw my past in a trash can. Ain't got nothing to hide like an hourglass. Keep it holy like I'm supposed to. Down for Jesus like a bold fool. God is good to me like soul food. And that's why I love him. I love him so I tell him ain't no shackles on me down, no.
No.
Ain't no shackles on me now, no.
Oh, no.
And it ain't nobody holding me down, no.
No.
Not even no devil holding me down. If you're free, put your hands up. Yeah, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Let the people see that you're free, put your hands up. If you're really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up. If you're really free, let me see. Cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. I'm radical, can't help that I'm teed up. Been a bounce bad like a re-up. And I'm going hard in the pain. And I represent this thing like a crypt doing C's up. Light of the world, people need us. Yeah, it's in the scripture, people need us. But the thing is, when they see us, they don't really see us. They looking at Jesus. And he said that if I be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. So I looked at my cross and now I'll pick it up. And I'ma follow him all the way to the end with a grin. Cause I know in the end that I win and I'm in. Cause he saved me from sin and he's seated on the right hand. I lifted up and he's living in me. Can't you tell that I'm free? Ain't no shackles on me down, no.
No.
Ain't no shackles on me now, no.
No.
And it ain't nobody holding me down, no.
No.
you that you're free, put your hands up. If you really free, put your hands up. Yeah, go ahead, put your hands up. If you really free, let me see, cause the people need to see that you're free, put your hands up. Ain't no shackles on me down, no.
No.
Ain't no shackles on me now, no.
No.
And it ain't nobody holding me down, no.
No.
Not even no devil's on me now. Cause man, I worship a mountain mover.
Oh,
he done made me a valley walker.
Oh,
man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me.
Oh,
man, I worship a mountain mover. He done made me a valley walker. Man, I worship a mind renewer. Bring back to my memory what he done taught me. Ain't no shackles on him and down.
No, 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 no.
Ain't no shackles on him and down.
No, no.
That's Rods on your Monday evening. I tell you what, that's my guy Drew Tony. It's called No Shackles Holding Me Down. And I tell you, man, I've had shackles hold me down before. And I tell you, I'm not ashamed to let you know that, boy, it's like a man. I don't know. It's like a highway around your ankles, man. You can't move. You're just moving in one place, doing a whole bunch of wild things. Man, I don't even do that. That's not what tonight is all about. Hey, it's time for the special sign. We got a special guest tonight hanging out with and this brother right here. He's from Mobile, Alabama, our hometown. You know, did a lot of things there, man. Had a lot of fun back in the day. But we grown men now. And we're doing a lot of positive things in life now. This brother's name is Eugene Gully, and Gully goes a long way back. Powerful brother, and I'd like to welcome him to Breaking Chains and the special assignment right here on YAT Radio. What's going on, Gully? Good evening, brother. How you doing?
Hey, my brother. How you doing, man? How you doing?
Hey, man. Hey man, I'm doing. I'm thankful, man, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing and making it happen, brother. How you doing, man? It's good to hear your voice, man.
Yes, sir, man. Same here, man. I'm doing great, man. You know, just trying to keep it in the road, man. You know, keep it going, baby. That's all. But everything is good, man. Got this nutrition stuff popping off, man, and just you know, just trying to teach the people health and wealth, man. That's what we doing.
And that's good, man. And that's something we want to talk about tonight. Because during this time right here, a lot of people got a lot of time on their hands that they didn't have. And, you know, what better time to get into taking better care of yourself when you had to be made to slow down for a minute? A lot of people have lost their life during this virus time. A lot of people have been sick during this virus time, and they need to know what to do, not to just avoid the coronavirus, but to avoid other sickness that's out there waiting on them if they don't better take care of themselves. So tonight, brother, I want to talk about your stages in life, but I want to start somewhere else before I go there, because I want to start about something that we had in common. You did a lot of time in music, in the music industry and music, and you know, I don't want to skip over that because we both share that love. I want you to talk about that for a minute, because we have a lot of listeners, man, that are young listeners, especially in the Atlanta area, through our Apostle Gant up there. So if we can just spend a little time on that for a second about your knowledge and your experience in the music business, because a lot of people today know music, but they don't know the music business, you know.
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely.
So share that with them for a minute there, and share your experience with them, brother.
Yeah, okay, yeah, thank you, man. Thank you for that. First, I started way back in the No Limit record days, those eras right there, when I used to manage Mr. Servon over at No Limit. And I did a lot of marketing, administration for him as well. And, you know, and just through the years, I made a lot of great relationships with a lot of different people. And fast forward till 2000 and maybe like 2005, I want to say, I met Rick Ross. Okay, and you know, we had a great conversation, and you know, I met a lot of his people, and to this day that we, you know, we're still friends. But over the years, I've developed a great relationship with MMG, and when they got in position, you know, they brought me on as over at Lex Promotion, which is the company that does all the marketing and the promotion and the mainstream media for Maybach, for Def Jam, Interscope, Atlantic, just basically a lot of those different parent companies. But so over the years, I developed a relationship with these guys, and next thing you know, I was called to do the marketing and the promotion, and since then, I've received a platinum plaque with Wale. I got a platinum plaque with him. I got a gold plaque with Meek Mill. I got a gold plaque with Boosie. I also got a platinum plaque with Kevin Gates. I did Kevin Gates' album when he first came home from incarceration. I did that album with him. So just over the years, just been working a lot of different artists, man. Just you know, branching off, just doing different things. And to kind of just share my experience in the game about artists, what a lot of artists really need to understand and learn is that, you know, everybody got talent, but everybody don't understand what it takes to get to the next level, okay? And you have to have a budget. If you believe in yourself, then you got to put money behind yourself. If you don't have a budget, find somebody that believes in you, because, you know, you have a lot of people out there that will take a chance with you, but first you got to get going and get the party started. And I always like to use the analogy that if I don't want to be the first person that come to the party, like the DJ got to be there first. He got to be hyping the party up. I need to be seeing cars on side of the road. I need to be hearing the music loud, and that's what's going to attract the people. And the same thing with the artists. The artists got to get themselves going, like get your visual up. Just start doing certain things. Get your social media game going. You know, it's many ways that you can put yourself out there, even right now, if you don't have the budget. So it's a lot of things that you can do. Now you got the SoundCloud, you got the TikTok, people going viral on these type of outlets. It's so many outlets that you can get going on. Don't just sit and wait on nobody. But if it happens for you, then people going to say, you know what? Let me take a chance with this guy, because I see what he's doing. I believe in his music. So, you know, let me invest in it. So it's just kind of like, man, kind of put things in a nutshell. Just over the years, man, just paying dues and just working. And just right now, just, you know, just having fun with it, man. Just having fun, bro.
That's good, man. That's good, because I know that you've been in the business a while, man, and you work with some powerful people, man, and that in itself, being in the music industry, is very very powerful, and you know, it takes you a long way, and you know, I had to give you your accolades on that publicly like that, man, because you know, for the people that don't know you, and you know, that's what tonight is all about. It's about the special assignment. What, you know what I'm saying, we're doing and what you've been giving back, because that's you giving back. You've helped these artists get to that status. You know what I'm saying? And see, that's something that a lot of people do, is pay homage to the people that's behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying? The one that's doing the hard work for real. The artist on the stage, you know what I'm saying? Not putting the artist down. Never do that, because it's the artist the reason we jobs, radio and promotions and marketing. However, you know what I'm saying? If you don't have that promotions and marketing person that's pushing that music, you know what I'm saying? That artist won't be known out there to be able to make that money and to get those shows. So, you know, Eugene Gully is that guy, y'all. You know what I'm saying? That's been pushing those names out there that you've been hearing on radio, seeing those videos. And I wanted to bring him in tonight and let you know what his special assignment has been over the years and where he is today. And a lot of the time that I wanted to spend with him tonight is about him being an herbalist, a dietitian, a fitness trainer, and a motivational speaker on health, fitness, and wealth. And that's something we want to talk about tonight, because, you know, all of that time that he spent in the music business, he still has those connections. So that was something that he built on. And that's something that, by him being who he is, got him those relationships. So now where he is now. So tell us about your lifestyle as being an herbalist right now, sir.
Oh, man. I'm going to say this, man. Everything has been great, man. I noticed in the music industry, there are a lot of people that like to party, you know, do all this other lifestyle, you know, whatever that lifestyle entails.
Mm-hmm.
And people are falling out while they're performing. Like, people are just having seizures and all kinds of things. And that just struck my attention. And then I looked at myself, like, damn, you know, I'm overweight now. And the most I've gotten up to was like 335 pounds. And like,
wow.
I understand why people are falling out now. So I felt like I had to make a change, and I had to start doing something quick. So I tried every diet. I tried the Atkins diet, the keto diet, and I was successful throughout some of them diets. But then you know how sometimes you face recidivism, and you know, you fall back and you start back doing the thing that you were doing that got you all this weight. So it just became a hassle of keep trying to start all over again. And my next option was to go vegan. That was the only option that I had, because I've totally exhausted myself on everything else. And I've been vegan now for 3 years. And ever since I've gone vegan, I've learned how to cure a lot of the illness that I had, the high blood pressure. I had several illnesses, and they're all gone now. And this is what I always try to tell people. The way you eat, it can either heal you or kill you. It's just that simple. It can heal you or kill you. And it's just funny how things that are good for us, like, is not so pleasant to the tongue. But things that are bad for us, it tastes really good. And the thing about that is also, it's sugar. Sugar is considered a drug. It's considered a drug. And sugar has the same effect that heroin and cocaine has. A lot of people don't know that. So that's why it's so addictive. And a lot of people think it's the tobacco that comes in a cigarette. It's the sugar. See, people don't know that they have sugar in tobacco. That's why it's so addictive. So once we start learning about these different things that's holding us down and that's playing on our health, you know, and then we have to learn how to try to, okay, once we educate ourselves, then that's when we'll begin to see change, because change is necessary, especially when it's, you know, dealing with you in particular. I tell people this all the time. I say, a lot of time when you look back on the years when you were partying in the street, and you had fun 20 years ago, 25 years ago, whatever the case may be, you know, you eat crazy, you know, whatever that lifestyle was. Now you fast forward to the age you are now, you don't have, like, you can't do those things no more, because you don't want your body down so bad over the years. Once you gain weight, now you're making your heart work even harder. So now you're drawing more blood. So the thing that you ate and the lifestyle that you've done 10, 15, 20 years ago, you don't have another 3 years to do that. So it's time that we got to, you know, look at it now. Like, people are dropping dead every day. Young people. Not necessarily old people. Young people. So
that's
you
right.
Really have to look at this and understand what it is. Like, it's the time of now is to get your health right. Because I don't care how much money you got. If you got a whole lot of money, if you fall dead right now, that money ain't going to do you no good. So it's just all about that health, man.
That's powerful. So I want to talk about something you just said about becoming a vegan.
Right.
When you became a vegan, and for those that, you know, don't know out there, and I'm sure everybody does, and I just have to, because when I talk, I have to make sure, I don't never know who we're talking to on the other side of these microphones. You don't meet. So tell everybody what's that like, and because I know it's hard, what's that like and what that does for your body overall?
It's kind of like a loaded question, so let me kind of respond to it in the manner that it was given. First of all, you said it was hard. In the beginning, I started over two times.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't figure it out. But once I educated myself on it, then I figured out what I could replace meat with, and then everything just opened up for me then. And from that point on, it wasn't hard anymore. And also, going back to it, is when you alleviate meat from your diet, then mm-hmm. a lot of things happen for you. Your skin clears up. Like, first of all, when you're dealing with processed meat, now, processed meat is considered a group 1 carcinogenic. A group 1 carcinogenic is the same chemicals that are found in cancer, found in tobacco, which causes cancer. Now, as a matter of fact, you can go on the FDA, the Food Drug Administration, and they have that word on the group 1 carcinogenic. So now, if we're talking about a deadly chemical, why is it on the Food and Drug Administration website? That's crazy. So we have to look at these things. So now, let's kind of put it out into perspective. Processed meat. Now, exactly what that is that, because I didn't know what it was until I just, you know, I thought it was just anything packaged up. No, processed meat is meat that is made in these factories that is shot up with these different GMOs. When you're talking about GMO, you're talking about genetic modified chemicals that they put up in it. So now, they shoot 1,200 milligrams of sodium inside a package of chicken. Now, I want you to walk with me on this. They shoot 1,200 milligrams of sodium in a package of chicken. Now, you know how black folks are. When we get that chicken home, we're going to season it real good. We're going to do what we do to it. Now, we're going to dress it up. So now we add our sodium on it. We add our spices, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to add all
mm-hmm.
that on it. All right? So now the body is only designed to consume 1,800 to 24 milligrams of salt per day. Okay, so now once we cook that chicken, now we're feeding off of it, and now we're wondering why we got high blood pressure. Well, we call ourselves eating good, even though it's baked chicken, but it's you still got the sodium up in it, along with the GMO. So it's just like we just have to understand that we have to take our lives back, and put it all into perspective. You know what I mean? So it just, man, and it just worked out for me, man. It just worked out for me because, like I said, I just couldn't maintain a diet. Like, I exhausted all my attempts. And I said that this is the only thing that I could do that would help me. So, you know, it was just one of those situations where I just had to do it. At least I felt like I did, and you know, it paid off.
Wow. That's powerful. Now that's powerful for me. You know, I'm listening to this very hard, and, you know, these are things that needs to be discussed and
right.
discussed thoroughly. And when we come onto this show, one thing that we discuss is that we come after our people first.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yes,
you want to get things straight. You got to start at home first. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
and home was with me and my family. My family is me and my brothers and sisters. You know,
right.
and you know, and with you doing that, do you have a lot of people that you know that are trying to follow what you're doing, and how many people that are on board with this stuff? You know, is that something that they're following and getting on board and doing with their own
yeah.
lives? Do you have a lot of people that are doing that?
Yeah, absolutely. Man, let me tell you, I've been grateful to save over 15 people's lives. Over 15 people that had, like, in fact, a couple of people, I've helped them, and once I put them on the right type of foods and got them taking the right herb, they beat cancer. So, and a lot of these people were not just so educated people, even street dudes that really wanted to live, really wanted to change their lives. So now if these guys can do it, I mean, you know, they're just kind of like just saying, like, if they can do it, anybody can do it. But a lot of them dudes, they don't believe nothing until, you know, it happened to them. And that's what
right.
we got to do. Like, we're facing a crazy conundrum because, again, we don't believe anything until it happens to us, but we got to start paying attention to what's going on. The food is out here. It's killing us, okay? Even like right now when the government is just trying to open the market back up, we have to pay attention to these signs, man. Like, we just can't sit around here and just say, well, oh, well, I'm going to be a part of it. Like, we have to really look at these things and put it into perspective. So, again, man, I've helped a lot of people, man, and I've been grateful to learn what I can learn. People have helped me and put me in a position. And I just think it's all about going back to what you just said. You know, it's about helping. Each one teach one. And that's very important for our community. It's very important.
I agree. 100%. And that's something that we love to do here on YAT Radio.
Yes, sir.
Here's something, man. I think that, our mindset, renewing of our mind, everything has to start in our, you know, with our thinking. And one thing about it is that, you know, when I study my word and I understand what God tells me, I understand
yes,
that guess what? Guess what, man? And this is just common sense anyway. When you're doing something, you got to think about it. You got to think things through. Some people don't think things through. When you get involved in taking better care of yourself, you said something about it. We get fried chicken and we're going to eat it up. We're going to do this. And we don't think about the things that we're eating because maybe we haven't been taught. Do you think that we've been taught properly on how to better take care of ourselves?
Well, I tell you what. Now, let's go back into the inception of how we was brought up. And when you go back then,
okay.
Let's talk about dairy. Let's talk about milk, eggs, and cheese. Now,
there you go.
We were
okay.
taught that stuff was good for us.
Good for you. That's
especially
right.
Milk. Milk does your body good. You know,
that's
milk
right.
gives
that's
you
right.
strong bone and all this stuff. Well, in fact, milk causes osteoporosis. Okay, that's the number one fact. And not just that, milk has over 750,000 somatic cells, which is a mild euphemism for pus. So when you drinking milk, you're literally drinking pus and blood. Only thing
they
do is just kind of cleaning up a little bit. And once we put this stuff into our body, it's causing all type of disruption of the blood. You see a lot of these guys, you know, men, would kind of look like they got breasts. It comes from that. Like it helps it, and I'm not saying in a good way, but it helps men get breasts. You know, because the reason why is because you're consuming hormones. That's what milk is. It's a hormone. It comes from a female productive menstrual system. So in other words, look at it like this. We're the only species that relies on cow's milk. You don't see a goat drinking cow milk. You don't see a bear drinking cow milk. Everybody drinks their own species milk, which comes from their mother. But we've been taught this stuff since birth. So we just have to get out of that. And sometimes in order for you to reprogram yourself, you got to deprogram yourself. And it's just a lot of things that we have to understand, man. And then trying to, you know, get out of that situation where we eating healthy. I mean, we eating bad. We first just got to understand that. Ask ourselves this question. This is the main question that I asked myself before I went on my journey. I said, what's important? My health, me trying to live, or will I continue to eat the thing that tastes good to me? And once I made that in my mind, and I answered my own question, and I realized then that I had to change. Breathing hard, couldn't walk 3 minutes, just out of shape, all that skin, you name it, just sweating all the time, just didn't care. But now I understand that a lot of people like that, because once we get to a certain age, this is what we'll do. We'll just contribute our bad health and that weight gain to, well, I'm just old now. You know, I'm old. I made it this far. I'm supposed to. No, we don't have to do that. We don't have to take that, you know. So that's just the first thing, man. But I tell you, and what I do want to share with you is this right here. Like I was telling you earlier, I would strongly recommend, if there's a lot of people online listening right now, to take that black seed oil. It's very powerful, man. is very powerful. Even though that a lot of people are still, you know, trying to transition and getting off meat, but some are still eating it, that black seed oil will still help you. Because what it does is it fight cancer, fight diabetes, it fight inflammation, and it just, you know, it feeds your body, it feeds your cell, and it really will help. So, you know, I would strongly recommend that amongst a lot of other things, which we'll get into in a minute, but please, y'all, go out there and get that black seed oil, because it really does work. It's nasty, but it really does work.
Yeah, it got that bitter taste to it now. Ooh, I tell you. So you say you there, and you say we get into that in a minute. When it comes to getting, let's just say that we're gonna get rid of this meat, this processed meat. Right. Do you recommend eating any type of what about fish? What about turkey? Do you recommend any of that stuff?
Okay, I'm going to answer this question. I don't want to be biased and answer it from a vegan perspective, but I'm going to answer it from a scientific,
yeah,
scientific
please.
On aspect.
And even now, from your perspective too now.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much what it's going to be.
Yeah.
All right. Now, scientifically, when you're talking about fish, now, a lot of times, fish have been known, it's been referred to as the bottom feeder, even the shrimp. It's considered the bottom feeder of the sea. All right. So now, when you look at them big staff at these plants and the big smoke blowing out these, blown into the sky, That's metal that comes out. That's iron, metal. So now when it goes up, it got to go where? It got to
go down.
So when it goes down, it goes into the bottom of the ocean. And who's better to eat it? The bottom feeder.
That's right.
The fish. So that's what happens when a lot of times people get these different illnesses because that metal in their body, and that's what the fish get down there and reciprocate and bring it back up. So, and even the shrimp with the iodine. So it's just now you don't really know what's going on. And this is what I always tell people. If you can't hunt an animal down with your mouth and kill it, your body wasn't designed to eat it. Think about that.
Well, I guess you wasn't designed to eat too much of that. Huh?
if you look at the cows and the horses, they got these big square teeth in their mouth because they teeth were designed to chop up vegetation real slow and smooth and keep it going at a steady pace. They don't have them hooks. So, you know, I like to use that analogy, man. If you can't hunt it down, if you can't run it down, jump on the back of it and leave it
That's
alone.
That's pretty
brother.
Good, right there. Yeah, you mean to
leave it alone.
Okay. Leave it alone.
Yeah. Leave it alone.
That's pretty
and,
good,
and then,
right there.
But not just that, it's just all the chemicals that they shooting up in it. See, that's the thing that scared me because I don't know if y'all ever seen, they have a documentary called, and I strongly suggest everybody watching this documentary if you haven't, but the documentary called What the Health. Man, let me tell you something. Have you seen it yet?
No.
Okay.
No, I haven't.
Okay,
what
no,
the Health?
In fact, you can go on YouTube and watch it. It's called What the Health. And you're going to see that they had a guy that went to all these large corporations and just trying to interview them, and he's shutting the doors on them. But he got into a few of them, but he exposed how these people shooting up all these steroids, all this sodium, and all these different chemicals up in this meat so that the meat can grow so fast and sustain itself and live. So that's how, you know, that's how when they package it up, like they try to increase the life form of it. So it can be on the shelf longer, you know what I mean? And this is what they do. So they got to shoot the steroids and shoot the different chemicals in it. But because it's about money. It's all about money. It's not about your health. Like, these people don't care nothing about how you live day to day. The same thing
that's
with
right.
medication with the pharmaceutical company. Like right now, there's a war going on between Peter, veganism, which is the same people, like, because Peter, that's what they endorse, veganism, and meat and dairy product. So the meat and dairy product would make a commercial about vegan. Don't do that. This stuff is at the third end. It's fake. And vegan would do the same thing. You know, get off dairy, you know, and it's a war going on. But we as individuals and as people, we have to be able to look at the information that they propagated and dissect it for ourselves and weigh it out and say, okay, I'm hearing both sides. Now, which is good for me? You know, and once you start doing your research and start extrapolating data and getting information so that you can best use it for yourself, then you'll understand that it's all about money. And these people are pushing this stuff hard. Now, what I do suggest for people that want to come off meat, as a matter of fact, you can go to the grocery store. Like, they got the little vegan meat. But make sure if you try it, make sure that the package says non-GMO. Because if it says none, it's a sticker on it, and it says non-GMO verified. If it has that on it, then it's chemical free, and it's all pure. And I'm gonna tell you, these people have done a great job. They got vegan meat that looks like chicken, tastes like chicken, tastes like meatball,
tastes like fish.
Like, they've done a great job, you know, and that will help me get off of it. Now I'm able to, you know, go without it. Now I don't need any of that, you know. But sometimes I want to, you know, as they say, splurge. I go and get me a big veggie burger, you know, something like that, or you know, go by the grocery store and make me some nacho with the little vegan beef that they got. But it just all kind of ways, man, that you can start healing yourself. But what's more necessary, that's what I tell everybody, is just a lot of times that you just have to understand that I got to make a change. I got to make a change. And then for the people that are overweight, trying to lose weight like myself, the best advice that I can give you guys is, a lot of time, you know, we train, when we eat, we got to drink something with it. Like, that's the worst mistake that you can make. And the reason why is because your stomach, it contains two chemicals. One is called hydrochloric acid, and the other one is enzyme. And what they do is, they help you deplete the food that's in your body and wash it down just so you can digest it until it goes into your lower intestine. So it's more important to not drink. If you're going to drink while you're eating, drink 20 minutes before or 20 minutes after, but never drink with your meal. Never drink with your meal, because you need those chemicals that's going to allow you to digest your food. So that's very important. That's one tip. That's probably the biggest tip that I can give anybody. Because, you know, people are going to sit and eat what they want to eat. Even I can talk all night. People still going to eat the rib, the steak. And that's fine. It's just all about where you are mentally and where you at with your health. But if you're trying to lose weight, that is the best advice that I can give anybody. Is just don't eat, don't drink water with your meal. And that right there, once I did that, like, my first week, I lost like 10 pounds, just no exercise and no nothing, just did that alone.
20 minutes before, 20 minutes after your meal?
Yes, sir. Never with your meal.
Never with your meal.
Yes, sir.
Powerful. Okay. Never heard that before in my life.
Yeah.
That's powerful. Now, that's powerful right there, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes,
you
sir.
Probably helped a whole lot of people just then, I tell you.
Hey, man, that's the goal, my brother. That's the whole mission. To help our
Absolutely.
People get healthy.
Absolutely.
Get healthy.
Absolutely.
That's what it's
Absolutely.
About.
So keep going, man. We enjoying listening right now. Just keep teaching. platform is yours tonight. You know, I just wanted to get you started. You know, I don't have a whole lot of questions. I just want you to educate us and teach us, because, you know what I'm saying, we want to know what it is that you suggest to eat. Because when I was in Atlanta, when I was living in Atlanta, there was a place there somewhere off Little Five Point where you can go and eat vegan food. And for the first time I went there, I didn't like it. But when I went back, you know what I'm saying, I wanted to go back to try it again. And, you know, I sat there and got full. You know what I'm saying? I was shocked.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and it was delicious. So, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'll eat it, you know, and it's healthy. And, you know, and it was a vegan restaurant. So, you know, they was cooking it right there. So tell people right now that how important it is for us to get our health back, because we do suffer with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes. We have these issues so bad right now. A lot of our people on dialysis, going through a lot of they're building buildings in our communities for dietary problems and dialysis and all of these right in our communities. So that goes to show you how they know we in bad condition. And me personally, and I'm going to say this because I talk like this on my podcast, you know, here we know in this ministry that they are personally doing it. So, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people call us conspiracy theorists. We don't know what we're talking about, but we know what we're talking about. We know this is being done. So inform our people how important it is for them to wake up and know that they're healthy. You know, you dead, ain't no more you. But how important it is for you to get in health and get in shape and stay on top of this. This is very important. This is one of the most important nights right here, man, on special assignment right here. This is our health, because if there's no us, there's no, you know, ain't nothing. You dead, you know. So, you know, we got to take care of ourselves. So go ahead, brother. Just give it. Take the gloves off, man, and give it to him.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's very important. I'm glad you asked that question. It's very important. But if we can look at it like this, now, most of us have children. Do you want to be around to see your child go to college, get grown, and have kids? Like, do you want to be a part of that? Like, it's very clear. The answer is yes or no. Like, are you going to be selfish to continue to eat that garbage that gonna allow you to put yourself in the graveyard, knowing that your family needs you? So this is information that I really want people to get, because again, like I said in the session of the conversation, your food can either heal you or kill you. Like, that is point blank simple. So we must take control of ourselves, you know, and just kind of going into it a little bit more. Food, like that food that we eat, that soul food, that's the number one killer. That soul food. That right there, we can do without that, y'all. That soul food is going to put you in your grave. I'm going to tell you. Like, it's no good. Like, and, you know, I struggled with it at one. But I understood what it did. I understood, and I understand it now. And I understand that it's no good for our people. So we really need to just, you know, find us a gym. And this is something that I recommend for y'all to do. You know, just take control of your life. Find you a gym. Get up in your gym and just start paying attention. Start paying attention to what you can eat. Okay, start researching. There's nothing wrong with Google. Go to Google. Go to Google sometime and just ask a question. Ask any question you like. Just talk. Because I'm going to tell you, a lot of people always say, or what you don't know can't kill you, won't hurt you. That's a lie.
That's
the biggest lie.
Mm-hmm.
It's best to be informed and be equipped with the information just so you can know. You know, it's a lot of people that came along that died because they didn't know that they had these type of illnesses or these type of diseases. A lot of people passed away. So we just really got to equip ourselves with the information and get it and just apply it, because at the end of the day, like, nobody wants to leave here early. I know I don't. I'm trying to be as long as I can be here, you know, so that's just real important, man. Please, y'all, take this stuff serious. Take your health serious. I always, you know, say health is wealth, because if you got good health, then you got a chance to get the money. Like, even if you're not in the best situation now financially, but if you get healthy, then you giving yourself a fighting chance to put yourself in a greater position, because now you got a chance to contend. But if you not here, ain't nothing you can do. That just pretty much been a redundant situation. So please, you know, just take this information and use it, apply it, because it's good information. And if anybody was like I am, because like I said, I started over 3 times. I got exhausted, frustrated. I said, man, bump this. I can't do this. I convinced myself that I couldn't do it. And I fell back into that depression. But something hit me. Something said, nah, you can do it. Get up. Look at these people dropping dead, younger than you, your age, people that you done went to school with. Look at you. Man, you better get up. And I made a decision 3 years ago. 3 years ago. And I haven't turned back because I want to live. And I tell anybody this. I know if I can do it, y'all can do it. Anybody can do it. So another thing that I recommend for you guys, too, is just to kind of start pulling back from a lot of fried food, because I'm not really here to try to make everybody go vegan. Like that, you know, that's not my approach. However, if people, that's what they want to do, then, you know, that's fine. But even if, you know, you're not trying to do that, but just start pulling back from the fried food, food with a lot of starch in it, like your white rice, you know, your high carbs, you know, just start pulling back from that. You know, and start making smoothies. And what I do is I don't eat breakfast. I don't eat a traditional breakfast. I make my smoothie for the morning time, and I sip on it throughout the day. And in the process, if I'm hungry, I may eat some nuts or a piece of fruit. And then in the evening time, like right about now, then I eat the one meal. So that's basically what I do now, just eat one meal a day. And that works for me, because I don't like to feel full and sluggish. I don't like that. And that just kind of focus right there. So, you know, please take the information, man, and use it.
Now, that's good. That's good. So that's good. I want to start now. I want to ask you, before we come across the top of the hour, let's talk about something now about what it is that you suggest that they do eat.
Okay. Now, what I would strongly suggest is anything white, you want to stay away from it. Again, the iced potatoes, the french fries, the white rice, anything white, again, it's filled with high carbs and high starch and a lot of sugar. So you want to stay away from that. So if you want to eat rice, eat brown rice. Like, mostly eat a lot of green vegetables, because your green vegetables serves as a fat burner. So you want to incorporate more of that into your diet. Eat a lot of green vegetables. And that'll help you out a lot. You know, eat you some beans. And, you know, if you're going to cook anything, try your best to alleviate the dairy. You want to kind of stay away from that. And they also have substitute. Like me, now I drink almond milk. If I'm going to drink milk, I drink almond milk. That works for me. And it's like, you know, now when I eat my cereal, I don't even know that I'm drinking almond milk. But it became a regular thing to me. So, you know, you got sweet potato. You can eat sweet potatoes. Eat that. Brown rice again. You know, you got your broccoli. You got your kale. You can make your stir fry. You know, it's a lot of things that you can incorporate in. But if you're going to continue to eat your meat, please eat your, you know, try to stay away from your fried food. That's really what I'm pushing. Just stay away from your fried food, because we don't need these high cholesterols and all that. Like, it's bad enough we add the extra 1,200 milligrams of sodium in it. So, again, like I said, you know you're going to put your own spices in it. But we don't need the cholesterol. So if we're going to stay away from anything, at least let's just try to work on that. And, you know, you just take one step at a time. You know, you just can't just jump from A to Z, because I didn't do it. But, you know, so, you know, there's so many things out there, man, you can do. And eat your fruit. And then also I tell you this, too. Also I tell you this. Try not to eat too much of fruit that's really sweet, like watermelon, stuff like that. It, like, you can eat it And it's good because it can be a laxative for you. But you don't want to eat too much of that because it has natural sugar in it. And natural sugar make you gain weight. So a lot of people think, well, you know, if I eat the fruit, I'm good, I'm going to lose weight. No, I'm actually going to gain weight. You got to really, like, stress this stuff out and not eat so much of it. So, again, you can eat fruit, your blueberries, you know, your strawberries, certain pineapple. And you know, I followed Dr. Fabian for a little while when I converted over to veganism. I read a lot of information. And he has some good pointers in there. But what he was saying is don't eat broccoli because broccoli is a hybrid. And it's manufactured. It's a GMO. And he's right. But, you know, but there's also a broccoli that you can eat. It's called a Calabrese. And they sell this type of broccoli in these different stores. So, you know, this is not a negative attempt against Dr. Saban. But, you know, a lot of time when the information came to us, you know, we just took it and ran with it wholeheartedly without doing our own research. But my research, because I love broccoli, so my research led me to just, okay, let me dig deep into this. Okay, so there is a broccoli that's not manufactured, that is non-GMO, and that is grown from the earth. So, you know, people like broccoli, eat broccoli, cabbages, collard greens, stuff like that, but just the main thing, just stay away from anything that's white, including milk.
And you say, what doctor did you say?
Dr. Saban.
Yeah, okay. So, I thought that's what you said. Yes, I am. He had something that I was reading about, and I saw a video on about mucus. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. And I'm glad you asked that question. I'm glad you asked.
Yeah,
go ahead.
You know where I'm finna go. Yeah, you know where I'm about to go. So go ahead and take it from me, because you know what I'm about to say.
Again, this is not an attempt against him, but a lot of the Saban followers, they took that and ran with it without thoroughly investigating. Now,
correct.
Let's look at this. Anybody know that your body produces mucus? You got the mucus membrane. You got this is what your body produces. If you sit there and try to eradicate all the mucus from your body, you're simply going to die. That's impossible to do. But what I think that he meant to say was infected mucus.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Your mucus can get infected through different colds or things like that. But, you know, you got people around trying to remove mucus. You cannot do that. That's just like saying you're going to remove the blood from your body.
Right.
You got to have that.
That's right.
Like I said, it's not an attempt against him, but it's a lot of misinformation that people, you know, took wrong and they're out there disseminated to the people, and this stuff just needs to be looked at.
And I'm glad you took that before I even had to ask the question, because my question was going to be simply that: how can we eliminate all the mucus out of our body, and our body has a mucus membrane that produces mucus? I was going to ask you that, so I'm glad that you just took it and you was reading my mind, because I was like, okay, if I could ask someone that could probably give me a answer to this. So thank you. So we don't have to prolong on that, because I'm like, okay, don't I have a mucus membrane in my body? You know,
right?
You're going to take all of it out of my body. I'm going to probably be dead, because that means you would have to take my mucus membrane away from me, which I need, because mucus is part of your body. Okay. Anyway, listen, he was a very well-known doctor, and he had a lot of things that a lot of people followed, and a lot of people wanted to get involved with, and herbs and things like that. So you said something at the beginning of the show about herbs. And things. Talk about some of these herbs, man. that are good for us.
Okay, cool. I don't want to give too much information to where people forget stuff that I said. So I'm just going to kind of spread a little bit. What I would strongly suggest out of everything right now is to get you some turmeric. Turmeric, get that first. Well, along with your black seed, because this stuff is gonna keep your blood flowing. You gotta have your blood flowing. So you know you wanna get your turmeric, and then also get the bladder rack and the sea moss. Now, your body needs 102 minerals just so it can sustain itself. Together, bladder rack and sea moss gives you 92. So now let me give you an example. We talking about different vitamins, different nutrients. It helps you restore new cells, so your body can grow and you know, so your blood can run smooth. But now let me show you this right here. Now, when a lot of time when you go to the GNC store and you buy the mulching vitamin, you know it may contain vitamin A, B, D, whatever. You probably get like 4 or 5 different vitamins in it, and you're not getting 100% of each vitamin. You're getting a very small percentage of each vitamin inside the capsule. But with the sea moss and a bladder rack, you get 92 minerals and vitamins. So now, what this does is, again, this stuff helps with glaucoma, pancreatic cancer. This stuff helps your vision. It clears your skin up. It's good for hair growth. People that sweat real bad, you know, it clears your pores out so your pores can be open. It just does a number of things, man. Even with people with bad breath, this stuff helps you out. Like it's really the way to go. If you're going to be taking anything right now, I recommend black seed oil, sea moss and bladder rack. And you can buy all this stuff online. And it actually is dirt cheap too. And what I do with the sea moss and the bladder rack, I push it in a blender. Like when I'm making my smoothie with my vegetables, then I put my fruit up in there, and I just put a couple scoops of sea moss and bladder rack and smoothing it up in there, and you can't even tell. So it's just really good for you, man. And you can instantly see the energy level. And for a lot of men that, you know, that have the problem at home, it helps that too, if you know what I'm talking about. It's really good, man. Really good.
Sea moss and bladder rack.
Yeah, along with turmeric.
Black seed oil.
Because you got
turmeric.
Yeah, yeah. Because think about it. A lot of time when men have these, you know, ED problems, it's because of the blood ain't flowing no more. They're having problems. There's a blood clot. It's tightened up. And so what it is, the whole objective is to unloosen that clot and so that the blood can flow back smooth. So when you're taking the turmeric keeps your blood flowing. Keeps your blood flowing at all times. Or if you just can't get to the turmeric right now, I'm going to tell you another trick that you can do. You can, and pretty much everybody got this in their cabinet, get you some cayenne pepper. And get you a little teaspoon and put it up in a bottle of water. In fact, that's what I do every morning. Like when I get up, I don't drink coffee. Like the very first thing I do when I get up in the morning, I drink a bottle of water. Because what that water does is it electrifies your body and gets your body back running. Get your body back running. So you put the cayenne pepper up in there, shake it up real good, and just drink that. Like let that be your second bottle of water. You know, you're going to drink regular water first. Then your second bottle of water, you put the cayenne pepper up in there, and you can just instantly just feel your blood just start flowing. So that'll help a lot, man, a whole lot.
That's good, That's good. What you say? That's good, that teacher. That's good.
Yes, sir.
we come across the top of the hour. We're going to take a quick break, man. We come back. We're going to take some questions from our listeners that's hanging on.
Yes, sir.
Questions for you, man. And want you to, we talked about maybe throwing out there something that you can put us on that you can keep up with us, fitness, and something that you can, you know, just put us on for the next, however long you want to do it, just to start us off. And I want to get into that because so just want to ask you a question about what do you tell people about their wealth? Because that's something we haven't discussed. And, you know, we come back, we want to just jump on that and then get some Q&A. And I want to put your last topic out there. And that's that wealth, because we know what their wealth mind is all about, stealing from you. But you need to tell people about how to take care of their wealth and how to get there without them taking all of their money, because they show they're doing it. We know what they're doing, and everybody don't know what they're doing. We just giving our money away, and you know, by this time we can have our own country. But you know, but that's another whole story. Hang on, y'all. We're listening to Breaking Chains, a special assignment. We got our guy Eugene Gully hanging out. Man, he's got some serious information for us. We come back, we're going to hear his conversation on wealth, but then we're going to take your questions, and he's going to give you your answers. Hang on. It's Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. We'll be right back.
What up? Wondering why I act this way, they wondering why I do this.
Yeah.
Wondering why I made this change. If you're wondering why I do this, wondering why I go so hard. If you're wondering why I do this, put away my old ways, came out the dark. And I've seen a line, man, I've seen a light, scaled and fell right off of my eyes. Yeah, and I'm just sitting there. Sincere, made that turn around just like a windmill. God will feel knowledge under me like I've been there so clear. And
I love it.
When I go to war with the enemy, yes, sir, I finna get it in. But I said it all like somebody with a grenade and they pull a pin. Crazy the world they be living in, but I'm calm as a ring, like a stroke string on a violin. Got another what I represent, G-O-N on my t-shirt. You can see it when I'm stepping in, man, the spirit of the living God is in here. In my heart, that somebody stuck a sword up in here. Ain't no fear in me, watch a lion roar up in here. Take out the ground like an eagle and soar up in here. I'ma carry my cross, I'ma to carry it out. It's the end of one else for the Lord up in here. Ain't no need of looking at me, cause I'm about mine. He delivered me out of the fire right on time. Cause I could've been, would've been, maybe even should've been. Reba digging the grace to put us in. But I'm God's son, I belong to him. Don't you see the resemblance? Content of the character is what I wanna implement. The old man dead can't continue to live in sin. It's over, I'ma give it my all. Saved by grace, I don't live under the law. Got a clean slate and many of the afflictions of the righteous, but God has delivered us out of them all. They're wondering why I do this. Wondering why I act this way. They wondering why I do this. Wondering why I made this change. If you're wondering why I do this, wondering why I go so hard. If you're wondering why I do this, put away my old ways, came out the dark. Kinda seen a line, man, it's been like scale and fell right off of mine. Yeah, and I'm just sitting there, sincere. Made that turn around just like a windmill. God revealed knowledge under me like I've been there so clear. And
I love it, I love it. My purpose, even go a little bit further. I got a few people that's counting on me. My grandma, she looking down on me. Devil mad cause I changed up. I ain't sipping lean of that love cup. I ain't getting high of that purpose stuff. Got a spiritual high when I'm looking up. Thanking God, praising Him, worshiping my Savior. So focused, zoned in, this authentic. No, no, pretend my destiny. I was born to win cause I was born again with a game plan. Playbook called the Bible. I'm recruiting them but disciples. No gangbang, just revival. I'm killing the flesh, suicidal. Product of my environment. Invaded out of that environment. I'ma live testimony. My life gonna inspire me. It's the point that we all must die. Then comes Christ's judgment. So I'ma keep doing it because I love it. Let the world know that He chose me. So I ain't concerned about a trophy. Yeah.
wondering why I do this. Wondering why I act this way. They wondering why I do this. Wondering why I made this change. If you're wondering why I do this. Wondering why I go so hard. If you're wondering why I do this. Put away my old ways, came out the dark. And I seen the light. Man, I seen the light scaled and fell right off of mine. Yeah, and I'm just sitting there. Still made that turn around just like a windmill. God reveal knowledge unto me like I've been there so clear.
I love it, I love it, I love it.
Welcome back to Breaking Chains, a special assignment. It's a Monday night. Pastor Rods on your radio is my special guest tonight, Mr. Eugene Gully. He's an herbalist, a dietitian, yes, speaker. He's on the health and fitness and wealth tip, I tell you. Say, brother, thank you for being on here tonight, man. You have been a blessing to everybody.
Yes,
trust
thank
me
you,
and believe
thank
me,
you.
Man. You have helped and saved some lives, man. You've broken some chains in somebody's life tonight, man. I guarantee you that. With some health tips you've given tonight. So talk about the wealth, man. You go out, you travel in motivational speaking, and that's something you talk about. Talk to the people about the wealth, man. We need some education, man. So give us something.
Yeah, well, I'm going to share a couple of things, but what I really want to do, and I think it would be more beneficial, is come back on your show and just do a dissertation on it.
That'd be great.
An hour-long dissertation just so people can really get it. And that
That'd
way,
great,
you know,
bro.
You can really go in on it. Yes, sir.
You're
yes,
welcome
sir.
To come back next month, bro. We're going to put you in on the calendar.
That'll work.
Yes, sir.
That'll work. You know, but what I will share, though, is a lot of times, you know, we look at our current situation and you know, we're probably not where we want to be or we striving to get somewhere. But no matter what you're doing, even if you know, you're working at a Walmart job, pay yourself. Let that be the first thing you do. If you don't take but $10-$15 out the check every time, pay yourself. Let that be the first thing you do, because what's going to happen is it's teaching you the value of ownership, being your own boss. And we have to get into that mind frame. So that's like the very first thing that I tell anybody, like pay yourself. And then secondly, understand how debt works. We need to understand that, you know, we got the credit card. We don't want to max them out. We want to do the right thing with it. Understand how debt works, because when you make a decision, sometimes we do a thing without thinking. So once you understand how debt works, you'll know that, okay, I'm going to do the right thing, because I may not be where I want to be right now, but I'm striving for it, and I'm going to get there if I stay grounded, if I stay connected to what I'm trying to do, okay? And probably the last thing that I will say is integrate your money. And what I mean by that is teach your kids about it. Show them how that you're going to keep money up in this circle. You know, again, it's all about spreading the information out. You know, and I'm really trying to be short and possible with it,
right?
Because I got something real powerful that I'm going to share with y'all when I come back, and it's going to open up. And then I'm looking to start holding classes on it. That'll kind of give insight and teach the people that, you know, there's so many ways that we can invest money or even make money. And that's another thing people don't understand. They don't know how to make money. There's so
that's
many
right.
ways that you can make money, legal money, and that you can live off of it and live prosperous and be happy and take care of your family. But I want to talk about that on a later date, though. So I just want to share those things.
That's good right there, man. That's real good, that bro Gully. I appreciate you coming on tonight, man, spending a little time with us, man, and walking us through our health, man. And, you know, as far as a exercise plan, what would you suggest that we just something simple to start off doing for people that they can start doing to kind of get their bodies, you know, in
right.
some good health?
Right. Well, the very first thing I would do is what I've done is get your cardio in. Don't even try to focus on lifting weights right now. You know, first of all, get your wind up. you know, start trying to, you know, burn some calories so you can get your metabolism back working. Because a lot of time, and I tell people this, a lot of people make this one mistake. They go on a diet, but they don't exercise. Now, there's a big difference between losing weight and losing fat. Like, you can lose weight all day long. Like, you know, we've all seen people that have lost a lot of weight, but they still got that flabby skin hanging off. Because you got to lose fat, and you got to know how to do it. So, you know, you need to get on the treadmill. You need to eat properly, which is eating right is probably about 85% of it. And working out, that's you know, that's only 15%. Because no matter what you do, like I see a lot of them do, and I used to be one of them myself. I'm being in the gym. I'm on swole, but I got a big old stomach. I didn't understand how, what I, you know, like that's not it. And now I'm more focused on looks. That's, you know, being healthy, but I want to look right. So, you know, it is all about, man, knowing what to do. So get that cardio in, and then once you've done that, then you can start off in the gym, start doing a little light exercise. You don't have to try to go in there and try to, you know, lift what everybody else is lifting. Don't worry about what they're doing. Just stay focused on what you got to do, because, you know, you see those guys in the gym with these big muscles and all that, they didn't just jump there. Like, we all started at the bottom. That's just part of it. And nobody going to look down on you, so just, you know, just go in there with the right mind frame and say, you know what, I'm going to change my life. That's your whole goal right there. That's your focus. Go in there and change your life. But it all starts with you. It starts with yourself. And you got to incorporate that good, clean eating habit. And I tell this to people. I really don't like to say diet. I like to say a lifestyle. Like, turn into a lifestyle. Like just erase the diet. Just turn into a lifestyle, because what happens is when you turn into a lifestyle, then you're going to be more consistent with it. Like, you know that this is what you got to do. From the time you get up in the morning, and then that's another thing I want to share too. I want to share, cut off your eating at least around about, what time is it now? Cut off your eating like anywhere between 7 or 8 o'clock. So now, if you happen to get hungry throughout the night, you know, drink your bottle of water or drink your smoothie or eat you some nuts or eat you, like, you know, very minimum fruit. And the reason why, because your body goes on a break. Your body goes on a fast. It's like you working this job, and your body get tired. The same way you get tired in the job, your body get tired from eating. So you have to give your body a break. And this is where they come up with the term from break fast, which they later incorporated to say breakfast, because your body is asleep at night. And your body is asleep all the way through the night, and it don't wake back up till like 10 o'clock the next morning. So this is why I don't eat breakfast, because when you get up and eat breakfast, your body is still asleep. So if your body is still asleep and you putting food inside your body, you can't digest it. So where is it going? You see what I'm saying? It's going into your bowels, and it's going into your intestine, and it's just sitting there. And that's not what you want. So you have to know when to eat. I had to learn how to do that all over again. I had to learn how to eat, chew my food up soft, take my time and eat. You have to learn these type of things when you take on a whole different lifestyle, totally different. So I recommend, if you're going to eat after 10 o'clock. Like, just totally skip that. When you get up in the morning eating sausage biscuits and all this crap, like, don't do it. It's not helping you. Like, in fact, those foods like that we grew up eating, it doesn't hold any nutritional value, none whatsoever. Now, something else that I want to touch on too that I almost forgot. Don't y'all be fooled by this stuff that you're hearing now about the alkaline water. That stuff is garbage. I'm gonna tell you why. Now, alkaline water is genetically modified, made in a laboratory. And why do I say that? Because they had to add to the alkaline, the chemicals, to put inside the water. So now, even though it's supposed to be healthy, they still have that. Anytime you add something to something that's natural, it's not natural anymore.
That's right.
And that's the whole thing about what the, you know, the people say, well, we're going to drink alkaline water just so we can be more alkaline because we don't want our body to be acidic. Well, that's fine, but the best water to drink is the coconut water or the water with the minerals in it or spring water. Now, I can tell you how you can make your own water alkaline. You can make your own water alkaline by putting a lemon in it and some lime. Now your water becomes alkaline. Well, people say, well, isn't lemon or lime is acid? Yes, it's acid outside of the body. But once it goes inside your body, the lemon goes inside your body, it becomes alkaline. That's why it cleans your body out. That's why you got a lot of lemon inside a lot of cleaning products, because it's clean stuff. So that's something that a lot of people need to understand. Like, don't be fooled by all this alkaline water and all this stuff. Like, I did that first, but that stuff didn't really mean that. Cause I had to just understand. I had to learn. Like, I got to be a catch to this stuff. Then once I learned, okay, they add minerals in it. Even a regular bottle of water got over, like, I think 300 different chemicals in it. Just a regular bottle of water. So, you know, you just have to really be mindful of that. These people putting chemicals in everything, and which you can't run from everything, but just do your best and try to, you know, avoid a lot of these food with all these chemicals in it, because we want to be around. And as long as I'm here, I know I'm probably not going to be able to avoid everything, but I want to give myself a fighting chance to continue just so I can be here to see grandkids and so forth and so on and live and things like that. So, you know, it's just all about when you learn better, you do better.
Amen to that. Well, brother, I tell you, man, I would like to make you our herbalist, dietitian, fitness trainer as of right now.
Yes,
we've been calling to know you quite often and bringing you around with us, man. And, you know, wherever we go, I think that I would love for you to be a part of us, man, and put you on our platform, invite you, and have the door open. For whatever you need to do, we would like to publicly right now, you know, let you know that our platform is here to help to better the people and educate them, because that's what we need to be doing, man. People need to be educated on how to better take care of themselves. And we appreciate what you've done tonight, man. Know we have some people standing by. Everybody doesn't always have questions or statements or comments. If anybody would like to, first, before I say anybody, let me go to the first person here. God bless you. Good evening, Apostle Gant. I see you hanging on there. The interview is done. Questions, answers, statements, anything you have for Brother Eugene Gully. He's there for you, sir.
Glory to God, man. I've been just fascinated because, I mean, of the, you know, everything that he said is what took me years to to come up with, you know, and the thing about, you know, this meat and eating anything that's white. You know, I went through the same thing, brother. You know, it was just revealed to me that everything that we're literally eating ourselves to death. I mean,
yes, sir.
I mean, that's a powerful analogy. We are literally eating ourselves to death. But I wanted to ask you a question though about these meats, because we know everything. We know a lot of this stuff is being GMO. You know, being genetically modified. But what would you suggest to the average black family out there? You know, and you know, we on that soul food platform, you know, meat, bread, potatoes, all this kind of stuff like that. What would you suggest to us as a family to, you know, when we go inside the grocery store, what should be the thing we should leave in there and what should be the thing we should take out of that?
The first thing that I would say is that, you know, we have to incorporate more fruit and more vegetables. That's first and foremost, because a lot of times, you know, in the black household, as long as we got meat, cornbread and rice, we good. But, you know, because I know in my household growing up, my mama, she didn't make us eat no vegetables. Like, I didn't, I'm going to be honest with y'all, I didn't eat vegetables until I became probably in my 20s, mid-20s. Like, seriously, before I ever picked up a piece of vegetable. So I would say we have to go back to eating off the land. Because if you look at it, if we going back to how our ancestors ate, our ancestors, they lived off the land before the European came into Africa, proselytized and colonized it, and then we turned on our animals. Because the animals were designed to help us build certain monuments, build pyramids. But they didn't have the cranes back then. They didn't have all the big machines. But we turned on our animals and started killing them eating. But before that, like, we were eating off the land, wheat, grain, fruit, vegetables, all the vegetation. So that's what I would suggest, man, just put all these sodas down, you know, all this Kool-Aid, all this different juices that ain't no good for us, all these sweets. You know, every now and then, it's okay to, you know, go out there and treat yourself. But for the most part, you got to take it as if it's a job because you're working on your life. This is what you're trying to do. You're trying to create a whole new life for yourself, and you want others to follow. But they ain't going to follow if they seeing daddy got that big old hamburger in hand, or he got a piece of cake by the size of a mailbox. I mean, you know, you got to understand, we got to lead by example.
That's right.
So once we get into the habit of leading by example, you know, incorporating that fruit, incorporating that vegetable, sweet potatoes, you know, and that just, you know, that's basically it. You know, if you're going to eat your meat, you know, just be careful with it. You know, don't overdo it.
Okay, but what about all these, okay, all these fruits and vegetables now, they're GMO products. How do we, you know, people think they're eating good by eating the fresh foods, but
right.
If they're GMO modified, what then?
Right. Well, you got to buy your organic. That's where you go buy your organic vegetables and fruit. Everything I got is organic. I don't even go to the regular stuff. I go with the organic stuff there. And then again, let me explain this now. Like, and it's what I said a minute ago. You ain't gonna be the ref on everything. Like, you know, we don't really fully know exactly what these people are doing. But if you cognitive and you are aware that, hey, I know for a fact I'm not gonna do this, then you giving yourself a fighting chance to be here. But just to say, well, I'm not gonna pay these folks no attention. Man, I'm finna go over here and get this over here and go get that. I ain't studying these folks. If I gotta go, I gotta go. You know, that's a bad approach anyway. So just do your best and just try to eat healthy. You know, just if you gotta get organic food, or you know, now people are going back to growing their own food. You know, if you got somebody got their own food.
Exactly. That's what we're doing. We're growing our own food. Eat what we grow.
Exactly. So you're on the right road, my brother. You're on the right road. So just keep it going, man.
All right. Anything else, Pastor Gant?
Yeah, okay. I mean, he hit it dead on the head. I've been working with a young lady out of California. They call her the Seed Lady, and this is what she came to the public with a long time ago. That we have to eat that what we grow. And I remember, you know, my granddad and them, they always had tomato plant. They always had, you know, little gardens back in the backyard and stuff like that. And although we've kind of gotten away from stuff, but it's simple for us to do the same thing. You know, you know, we can grow some of our own food, and that is the same to say. But that's what we're gonna have to go back to the old ways, like you said. We're gonna have to go back to the old ways.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. All right. That's good. Do we have any other callers that have any questions or statements for Brother Gully tonight that are holding on? The line is open. If there's any other that would like to ask a question, the line is open. I love it when there are no questions because that means everybody got what he was saying. So I love that. So, Yeah, I love that. I really do. Hey, man, we really appreciate you hanging out with us tonight, man. I'll be calling you, man, to set up the schedule for next month for you to come and spend some time with us on this special assignment again, man, and talk about wealth, man, because we definitely are going to need that, because as the doors are starting to open back up in society, people are going to be expecting our folks to come and spend this money that we got, all your stimulus checks coming in, and they want that money back now. Right. So that's why society is opening back. They don't want you to, you know, they want you to come have somewhere to spend that money. And we need to start spending that money in our communities, putting our communities back together and doing things in our neighborhood. So look forward to that, man, and start investing and doing different things, man. I got a lot to say about money myself, man. And, you know, we spend trillions of dollars a year just from the black community out into their community. And I say their community. And it doesn't come back home at all. And we did a show not too long ago, and the name of the show is Where's My Money? You know, we get taxed for everything. We pay all this money. And nobody still hadn't called me and told me yet where my money at. You know what I'm saying? I still got that question out there, Brett Gully. Where is my money? You understand what I'm saying? You know, I'm still concerned about that. You know, I pay taxes. Yeah. I pay for the senators. I pay the senator's salary. I pay the governor's salary. I pay the president's salary. I pay all these people's salary out of my tax dollars, but I still want to know where my money at. So, you know what I'm saying? I pay for the police chief, the mayor, the city council. You know what I'm saying? I pay for the new roads, the new police cars. I pay for them to drive them home. I pay for their gas. You know what I'm saying? But you can't give me nothing. So I want to know where is my money. So, you know, I still got that out there, bro. And, you know, ain't nobody wants to answer
like
me yet.
Yeah, that's what we can do, man. I like that.
Yeah, bro, we need to keep that. I need to keep that going because I need to know where is my money. I need to probably take that to Washington D.C. down there on down there over there on the White House there and ask him, and he probably can't tell me nothing either because he got his finger up his butt, tell us and put some. I ain't gonna lie on the man. He thinking some disinfectant gonna get rid of coronavirus. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what he thinking. So you know he don't even know where his money is. So, you know, let's leave him alone tonight because we ain't talking about him tonight, the buffoon. But anyway, brother, we appreciate you coming in tonight, breaking chains in our fitness world, in our health world. We needed that, and we definitely need you back just to talk about this again. And we'd love to have you back several times, brother. So make sure that your schedule is available, man. We'd love to have you on a couple of times a month, actually, to have your classes, even to offer a couple of minutes, man, to come and educate the people, man. You know what I'm saying? Our people perish for the lack of knowledge, you know. So if you feed them knowledge, you know, the blood ain't on our hands because we feeding it to you. It's up to you if you receive it. So, Brother Eugene Gully. Thank you, brother. You've been a blessing tonight, man. You have broken chains.
Yes, sir,
you opened some doors.
Man.
And we look forward to having you again, man. All right?
Yes, sir, my brother. My pleasure, man. I appreciate everything.
Any final comments you have for the listeners out there, my brother?
Y'all, please take your health serious because it's not guaranteed we're going to be here tomorrow. Like, just do not take it for granted. Go out there and get that black seed oil. Do that. Get your sea moss and your bladder rats and just start taking this stuff. Like this is something that you got to do. Like, just like how it is when, you know, we go partying and, you know, we get the thing that we feel, you know, our necessity. Like, no, we need to incorporate these things because these things are going to help you sustain yourself. So it's very important. Take your health serious. So yeah, bro. You know, I'm excited, man. I'll be glad to be back, and when I do come back, I'm gonna have a powerful presentation for you with that wealth, man. You know, it's gonna be real good, real good.
That's good, man. This in itself was powerful, brother. So we appreciate what you did tonight, man. Real powerful. We thank you, brother. You be blessed out there, man, and be safe, man, and you take it easy out there where you at, man, and keep your head up, bro, and keep doing what you're doing, bro. Keep knocking them down out there, bro. All right, man.
I appreciate
all right.
you, man. Yes, sir. Take care.
Have a good
one,
man. All right, brother.
Yes,
peace. Hey, man, we thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Don't forget to join us tomorrow night, Tuesday night. You know what it is. It's History Talk with Dr. Lavert Kemp. He'll be on tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Come and find out who you are and whose you are when you started and how powerful you are. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, it's History Talk. Dr. Lavert Kemp, tomorrow night, you be here. Apostle Gant, are you here? Can you close us out with prayer, please, sir?
Glory to God. Father God, we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for these powerful words that went for our healing and health. We give you all the honor. Father God, we give you all the glory. Father God, we give you all the praise. In the name of Yeshua, your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And thank God.
Amen. 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 God bless. God bless you all. We love you. Have yourself a blessed night. Good night.
God bless, and thanks for listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Listen every night as we live stream on www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. Or call in live, 858-357-9137. Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.